We were talking about fires earlier. What are other things besides wood that fires can be made with?
Well, in this country here, after we got along enough that we had a little income and we had the transportation was a little better, trucks and stuff got a little more dependable, well, coal was
okay.
In the wintertime was good fuel.
Okay. Do you know, have you had in your experience any experience with beds on the floor?
Of what?
Beds that lie directly on the floor, a bed.
Oh, yeah, not just when I was a kid.
Okay.
And my grandsons, they go camping or something, they've got those air mattresses that okay. They throw down and stuff. So if company comes, why they need an extra, why they, oh, don't worry, I'll throw down my air mattress.
Okay.
But I have no experience whatsoever with them.
Did you ever hear of a pallet used in that way?
To sleep on?
Yeah.
Yeah, a pallet is more or less like a pad, thick okay. pad.
Oh, all right. Have you ever heard of a word, a sugan?
What?
A sugan?
No.
Okay. Apparently it's sort of a heavy blanket that cowboys might use, called a sugan.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell at all?
No. Okay. I've never crossed that one.
Okay. What's something you lay your head down at night when you go to sleep?
Pillow.
Okay. What are those typically made of around here?
Now?
Yeah.
They're mostly made out of some type of foam.
Some type of what?
Foam.
Okay.
It's a plastic foam or.
Oh right.
I don't believe they're made out of rubber any. They can be made out of rubber, but I think most of them are plastic foam.
What they used to be made out of?
Feathers.
Okay. Can you tell me what these things are that you put in your electrical sockets to make light?
You mean,
screws in
you
there.
Mean light bulbs?
Yeah. You mentioned what you watch at night usually when you're not doing an interview. What is something you might wear over your clothing to protect it while you're cooking?
Well, that would be an apron.
Okay.
Of course, I don't do a lot of cooking and I don't particularly, I just like this.
Yeah. And something you might wear if it's really cold outside, you might throw it over your upper body.
Coat.
Okay. What about something you might use to blow your nose with or to wipe your brow with?
That's a handkerchief.
Any other words for that you know of?
No, I don't know as there is now. Now we have the for brands, Kleenex, that type of material.
Right.
A lot. But
if you mentioned to somebody about wearing that you need some new work clothes or something like that, what would you mean by work clothes? What would that mean?
It means different things to different people. Mm-hmm. If you were a lawyer, it would probably be some kind of a suit. Of course, our lawyer's hair is not too formal.
Right.
But if you work in a courthouse, why, of course, it would be what they call work clothes would be nicer clothes. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be just party clothes or anything like mm-hmm. that. Now this is my work clothes.
Okay. What do you call that?
Oh, this is overalls.
Okay.
This is a chambray shirt.
Is that different from coverall?
Not necessarily. Coveralls made out of the same goods.
Okay.
There is even striped coveralls.
Okay.
This is overalls.
All right.
But the coveralls, they have the whole thing. They're not part like this.
They cover your arms.
Oh, yeah. Cover your arms. Okay. They're one unit.
Okay. What are winter clothes like here? If somebody were to mention winter clothes.
Well, they're heavier.
Okay.
They're warmer.
Include
maybe not a lot heavier, but they're out.